We're going to launch an online version of the Issues Etc. Journal on June the 1st, and you can subscribe by sending your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org. Do Christians make progress in their good works? I've written an article for the new online journal titled Sheep Don't Keep Track. You'll also find an article detailing Pastor George Borghardt's journey from Catholicism to Lutheranism. Get your copy of the Issues Etc. Journal by sending your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org. Now it's time to play Soundbite of the Week. On this Friday, May the 29th, we always do this for the last part of the first hour. We play four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio, and we ask you to listen and then to vote. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, or by emailing us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. Callers get top priority because they're waiting on the line, 1-877-623-6943. And to the best caller, when we play Soundbite of the Week this week, doesn't mean the best vote. It just means the person with the best insights when they vote. We're going to send the LPR bundle package out to them. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. bumper sticker and an Issues Etc. pin, the LPR bundle package, 1-877-623-6943, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Daniel Preuss on Have You Found Jesus?
I get a kick out of a very brief story I heard told one day where of a little girl who's standing on the street corner, and a man walks up to her and says, "Little girl, have you found Jesus?" And she says, "I didn't know he was lost." I think that little story puts a really neat perspective on our understanding of what's going on when it comes to how we come into the Christian church. It's not that Jesus is lost and we're going around looking for him. We're the ones who are lost. We're the lost sheep, and the shepherd, the good shepherd, comes looking for the lost sheep.
That's soundbite number one. Do you think it should be soundbite of the week? Then give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two this week comes from Colleen Carol Campbell, a regular guest. She was musing recently on our air about what President Obama got when he went to Notre Dame recently.
Why not go to the nation's leading Catholic university and get their imprimatur as you sell your live and let live version of the answer to America's abortion debate? So I think for him it was fine, and I think he was speaking to a crowd that unfortunately wasn't too concerned about Catholic doctrine on this issue. So it was a win for him. But again, I think if you look closely at his argument, it's the same argument we've heard down through the ages whenever there was a social injustice that someone wanted us to overlook and just turn aside. It's, hey, let's agree to disagree. Let's just dialogue. We don't need to change anything. But, you know, that's a morally insufficient response when you're talking about the denial of basic human rights to an entire class of human beings.
There's soundbite number two. Should it be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MY-IE. 877-623-6943, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three this week from Dr. Arthur Just on the main word, the main thing in worship.
The number one word in worship is peace. And that's why people come to worship, to receive peace. Go to the historic liturgy, follow it. Peace is from beginning to end. That's what Jesus says when he stands before the disciples. Peace to this house. That's the new greeting of the kingdom. And that's what should happen when we come into worship. This is where we come home to be with God. This is where we have peace, the peace that passes all understanding. This is where we see Jesus for who he is and we receive his great gifts. My son-in-law is a pastor. My daughter is a parochial school teacher, and I have a granddaughter, Emma. They taught her this wonderful little litany. She's almost 3 years old. And she was saying this when she was one. Emma, why do you go to church? And she would say, to see Jesus. And what do you get when you go to church? She would go, peace. And where is that peace? And she would say, body and blood. Now, she has a theology of worship that I wish seminarians had. Jesus, peace, in body and blood. As it says at the end of the reception of the Lord's Supper, the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Go in peace. There's that peace, the peace of the Lord. That is what we get in worship.
That's soundbite number three. Do you think it should be the soundbite of the week? If so, just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Now get ready to vote. Not only is the break coming up, but here's soundbite number four, 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number four, Dr. Robert Gagnon, on how hate crime laws aren't about hate or crime.
Hate crime legislation will do nothing to stop so-called hate. What it does instead is define any opposition to homosexual practice as hate, and any opposition to transsexualism as hate. And it's just a stepping stone. Once that principle is established, all the rest of the dominoes will fall, leading to the next thing in so-called employment non-discrimination legislation, which turns out to be employment discrimination legislation if you don't fully approve of homosexual behavior. And from there, civil unions, and from there, gay marriage. All those are inevitable once the category of sexual orientation and transgenderism is ensconced in federal law.
All right. Phone callers get top priority as you vote for Soundbite of the Week this Friday afternoon, May the 29th, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or you can email your votes to us right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your votes, your email, your phone calls on the other side of this break. Should it be soundbite number one, Pastor Daniel Preuss, have you found Jesus? Soundbite number two on President Obama at Notre Dame. Soundbite number three, Dr. Arthur Just on the main thing in worship, or how hate crime laws aren't about hate or crime. Stay tuned.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Verna Hansen, Bonnie Walter, Pastor Anthony Close, Theodore Lupkman, Tammy Dean, Heather Griffs, Virginia Fossler, James Ward, Jarrell Sandling, and Roger Potratz. Thanks for your support.
Liberal churches interpret the Book of Amos as a manifesto for social justice, political activism, and the economic redistribution of wealth. But does the Book of Amos teach liberation theology, or does it proclaim God's law and gospel in Jesus Christ? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month is the new Concordia Commentary on Amos by Dr. Reed Lessing. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House at 1-800-325-3040. The Concordia Commentary on Amos.
Now, only our listeners can cancel us. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Resurrection Lutheran, Detroit, Michigan. Bethlehem Lutheran, Parma, Ohio. St. Paul's Lutheran, Lockport, Illinois. Faith Lutheran, Columbus, Indiana. Glory of Christ Lutheran, Plymouth, Minnesota. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Arnold, Missouri. Peace Lutheran, Sussex, Wisconsin. Our Redeemer Lutheran, Cedar Falls, Iowa, Zion Lutheran, Moberly, Missouri, and Elm Grove Lutheran, Elm Grove, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget on our website, issuesetc.org. Click Promote. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. Journal. issuesetc.org. Click Promote. Find out about the Issues Etc. 300.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
1-877-623-6943 to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. MyIE or TalkBack at issuesetc.org. Gary in Bridgeton, New Jersey is on the line. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Todd. How you doing?
Very well.
My vote is for soundbite number 3. We hear a lot of talk about what makes worship relevant to people and what is more relevant to sinners than to hear the word peace from Christ.
Thank you, Gary. Short and sweet and to the point. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, or talk back at issuesetc.org in Junction City, Kansas. Here's Don. Hi, Don.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. It's always a difficult decision on who to vote for in your sound bites because they are all so good. But this week I'm going to vote for the Reverend Daniel Preuss. I've always admired him, and he was my candidate, my favorite candidate for president of the LCMS several years ago when he was up for election, and I've always admired his father, Dr. Robert Preuss. I always enjoyed reading his articles and his books. And anything I see from the Preuss family, you know it is sound Orthodox Lutheran theology. Thank you.
Don, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Kansas. Yes, a great admiration shared by all for the late Dr. Robert Preuss, and his sons have not done too poorly either in the theology department. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Ross in Chicago emails us. He says, a vote for soundbite number 3. Dr. Just, I like it so much I'm going to teach it to my kids. Thanks for the great programming. And thank you, Ross. Thanks for listening in Chicago. Talk back at issuesetc.org, 1-877-623-6943. This email comes from Dave. He votes for soundbite number 4. You have a great lineup of soundbite this week, but I have to vote for Dr. Gagnon for his astute observation about hate crime legislation. The way hate crime is defined today, it is to criminalize my taking issue with your understanding of what is right. So if I don't fall into the politically correct parameters that my government has settled on, I'm guilty of some sort of hate crime. And it doesn't matter if the hate crime is quoting an ancient text, stating my opinion, or failing to state someone else's opinion. If I don't toe the line and walk lockstep with what my government says is good, I'm guilty, says Dave. Our society needs to keep hearing what Dr. Gagnon had to say. We who know the love of God and how he has shown his care for us by laying out right and wrong, then dying in our stead for the wrong, we who know this must continue to show that love. To fail to do so is a hate crime indeed. Dave, thank you very, very much for your vote for soundbite number 4. This vote from Maryland and Wheaton, Illinois for soundbite number 3. They're all good. I really like number 1, reminding us that out of the mouth of babies come wisdom. Jesus is never lost, but he is the one who finds us. Number 2 is a good reminder that it is dangerous to agree to disagree. When we do that, we start giving up someone's rights as we overlook immoral decisions or laws. Number 4, Dr. Robert Gagnon describes what happens when you give an inch. You end up losing a yard or more. It's not just with the sexual orientation, but with any sin. When we give a little, we lose a lot. But my vote is for soundbite number 3. Worship is such a gift. It always wins my vote. If you have one dealing with worship, but since Dr. Just's son is one of my pastors, oh, that's nice to hear, and I know little Emma, I have to vote for this soundbite. Thanks for all that you do proclaiming Christ to the world. Marilyn, thank you. Still time for your vote. Our call-in number 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Playing soundbite of the week this Friday afternoon, the 29th of May. This one from Scott in Oakwood, Illinois. I'm blessed to be a citizen of the USA because of the freedoms I enjoy as a citizen. According to our Constitution's preamble, our government is designed to establish justice and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Hate crime legislation is a Marxist and Orwellian, I think he says defecation. Yes, defecation on the preamble. It's a kind word to use there.
And or was it nepotism?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't want to get any of those mixed up. It's a defecation on the preamble and 1st and 14th Amendments. Progressive moralists are slowly and methodically stripping away my fundamental constitutional freedoms by criminalizing inward motivations instead of outward actions in the name of sinful behaviors condemned by the law of God and written in our hearts. Anything that is twisted is clearly the work of Satan himself. Once these people take away the most basic freedoms, they will start to take away more and more. It leads me to ponder what will be left for my posterity. Therefore, Dr. Robert Gagnon has my vote for soundbite of the week. Josh is listening in Wisconsin. Josh, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you for taking my call. Well, my wife and I both wanted to vote for soundbite number 4. I liked what the emailer said about the Orwellian nature of it, but we as Christians we can't be naive about what's going on with this issue, and it's really important that we be educated by great speakers like that. It's just too easy for us to be naive and think, oh, whatever happens, it's no big deal. But, you know, there are consequences, and so we just really liked how he framed it and things of that nature.
All right. Well, Josh, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Wisconsin to both you and your wife. I like having conversations with guests like Dr. Gagnon, because when I talk with a guy like that, I learn something. Dennis in St. John, Michigan writes, my vote for soundbite of the week is Pastor Preuss on Have You Found Jesus? The question is a complete reversal of our condition. It is we who are lost and Jesus who actively seeks us, as the parable of the lost sheep vividly portrays. If we trust our judgment on finding Jesus, we'll have the same success as Pilate when he asked, what is truth? Not realizing the very essence of truth was standing in front of him. And how many today walk away from Jesus just because he doesn't fit our paradigm of how God should look or act? Thank you very much, Dennis, and thanks for listening in Michigan. Elaine in Canada votes for soundbite number 3 because when I bow my head after the service and hear my pastor say the words, may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and give you his peace, it gives me exactly that peace that passes understanding, and I can go home and face the coming week. I agree with Dr. Just that what we need to hear is in today's world is that it's ever more troubling to deal with. That's what we need, peace, in a world filled with abortion, hate crimes, gay marriage. Elaine in Canada, thank you very much. One more vote from Kevin in Indiana, who votes for soundbite number 1, Pastor Preuss, says, while 2 and 4 remind me of how messed up the world is, 1 reminds me of what Jesus has done about it and about my sin for me. Kevin, thank you very much. Well, the winner this week of soundbite of the week, number 3, Dr. Arthur Just on what the main word and thing in worship really is.
The number one word in worship is peace, and that's why people come to worship, to receive peace. Go to the historic liturgy, follow it. Peace is from beginning to end. That's what Jesus says when he stands before the disciples, peace to this house. That's the new greeting of the kingdom, and that's what should happen when we come into worship. This is where we come home to be with God. This is where we have peace, the peace that passes all understanding. This is where we see Jesus for who he is, and we receive his great gifts. My son-in-law is a pastor. My daughter is a parochial school teacher, and I have a granddaughter, Emma. They taught her this wonderful little litany. She's almost 3 years old, and you know, she was saying this when she was 1. Emma, why do you go to church? And she would say, to see Jesus. And what do you get when you go to church? She would go, peace. And where is that peace? And she would say, body and blood. Now, she has a theology of worship that I wish seminarians had. Jesus, peace, and body and blood. As it says at the end of the reception of the Lord's Supper, the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Go in peace. There's that peace, the peace of the Lord. That is what we get in worship.
That's the winner this week of Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number 3, Dr. Arthur Just, on the main word in worship, peace. Thanks to everybody who played Soundbite of the Week this week. And Elaine in Canada, if you would email us and send us your address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Thank you very much for playing Soundbite of the Week. Thanks to everybody who played Soundbite of the Week. And thanks to the congregations that are joining ever more. The group is growing. Our Issues Etc. 300 congregations supporting Issues Etc. with $1,000 in their annual budget, be it their mission budget, their advertising budget. We call them the Issues Etc. 300. You can find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 and about how your congregation can join this group supporting Issues Etc. in their annual budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org. When you get there, click promote. And you'll find a flyer there that you can print off. It's all ready for you to go. It is self-explanatory, and it explains everything anyone in your congregation needs to know about the Issues Etc. 300, issuesetc.org, click Promote, the Issues Etc. 300. Now, Monday during the first hour of the program, we're going to begin a three-part daily series on Eastern Orthodoxy. I am looking forward to Monday. I don't usually look forward to Mondays, but Monday is going to be an exciting day at Issues Etc. We're going to have David J. Weber, Pastor David J. Weber, with us to do a three-part series beginning Monday on Eastern Orthodoxy. He's seen it up close. He understands its theology, and he understands not only Orthodoxy in its classical form, but what passes for Orthodoxy here in the United States. We'll start that series with him Monday on Issues Etc. Hour two is straight ahead. We'll start out with Dr. Kent Burrison talking about Roman Catholic teaching since 1000 AD, dealing with the celibacy issue as well. David Smith will join us to talk about civil unions in Illinois, and we'll listen to some of the comments from our listeners. From the comment line, I'm Todd Wilkins. Stay tuned for hour two.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.